Good evening. Our learning for the week is sponsored by Lena and Dmitry Reusenberg to commemorate the yahrzeit of Lena's mother, Olga Berdichevsky, Golda Bas Avram, to commemorate the yahrzeit of Lena's cousin, Svetlana Bas Gregory, and to commemorate the shloshim of Dmitry's father, Alexander Reusenberg, Shalom Ben Moshe. Our learning today should serve as an eloy for the neshamos, Big God Eidon Shemala. So yesterday we end, Slicha. Sponsored by Honey and Ralph Heifetz, we're at the yahrzeit of Ralph's brother, Nasan Ben Yehuda, Mr. Nathan Heifetz. Our learning should also be an Eloi for his neshama, began Eden Shel Mala. Yesterday we began learning the second parak of Maseches Brachos, the Mishnayos, and we began by discussing the issue of Kavana B'mitzvos. The Shulchan Aruch said, some say you need Kavana B'mitzvos, some say you don't need Kavana, and V'chein Halacha. So it was very, very vague within Shulchan Aruch how we paskin. Shulchan Aruch seems to come out that you should have Kavana, and again, that's a big, big discussion in general, to what level, to what extent. We discussed the opinion of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram said, when it comes to anything biblical, anything midoraisa, you require Kavana. When it comes to anything that is rabbinic, maybe Kavana is obviously necessary, it's important, but it's not ma'akev in the bracha itself, or in the mitzvah itself. We discussed shofar, practicing shofar, could you fulfill your mitzvah over there. Then the Mishnah continued and discussed the following scenario. We're saying Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, we agree, is of paramount importance in our tefillah. Is there any time that one can stop in the middle of davening? So the scenario that's brought up in the Shulchan Aruch is a scenario where somebody comes over and says hello to you. Right? Either they say hello to you, or they're such a mechubad person, you say hello to them, you want to, you feel obligated to, or you're afraid of them. There's yira factor, and there's a machlokis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But realistically, this is a case that's difficult to come up, I would say, bizman hazeh. It may come up where someone's going to come over to you. You may feel responsibility. Well, Shulchan Aruch discusses a case where somebody walks in and you're afraid they're going to Shema Yehargenu. They're going to take your life if you don't greet them appropriately. So obvious in that case, stop what you're doing and go over. Kriyat Shema. So this is unlikely, let's say. But the following scenarios are more likely. I am a Kohen, right? Alan, right? In the middle of Kriyat Shema, right? Someone calls up the Kohen for an Aliyah. The Kohen is in the middle of davening Shema, and he's the only Kohen in the room. So that is in the middle of Shema, and that's B'pnei HaKavod, right? It's Kavod HaTorah, okay? Or we should be wearing tzitzis while we're saying Kriyat Shema, right? You should be adorning. If we're talking, we should be wearing tzitzis all day, especially during Shema when we're talking about the mitzvah of tzitzis. So I'm in the middle of Shema. I'm in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Can I make the bracha on tzitzis in the middle of, right, Birchas Kriyat Shema, or in the middle of Shema? That is again a kavod scenario. What is halacha in those cases? So let's first learn what the Mishnah says, get to halacha l'maisa, and then we'll bring it to that third level of these practical scenarios that may come up. Especially these come up sometimes in a shiva minyan, somebody's running in late, he's the only kohen, what do you do in these scenarios? If he doesn't get up, then are we afraid that this person is a psul kohen? Are we afraid what people are going to say about him? So, right, so what happens in these scenarios? So says Rabbi Meir the following. Biprakim, if one is biprakim means he's in between paragraphs. In between paragraphs means in between the brachos, in between the first paragraph and the second paragraph, v'hafta and v'haya, or between the second and the third. Shoel mipnei kavod, one could proactively say hello to somebody that they're obligated to give kavod to, or not just obligated, just a mechubedik person in the community. Umeshiv, and also respond to somebody that they're obligated to give kavod to. Ube'emsa, in the middle, right in the middle of a pasuk, and you say hello. Shoel mipnei yira, umeshiv. So Rabbi Meir says, in the middle of a pasuk, only out of fear, and in the middle of between paragraphs, out of kavod, and obviously out of fear as well. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who's next. Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emtza, if you're in between paragraphs, Shoel mipnei hayira, if it's somebody that you are obligated to fear, then you can proactively greet them. Umeshib mipnei kavod, you can respond out even out of kavod. Biprakim, and if you're in between, that's be'emtsa, which be'emtsa means in the middle of a pasuk. Biprakim shol mipnei kavod umeshib shol mecho adam, in between paragraphs of Shema, you can proactively say hello to somebody you're obligated to give kavod to, and if somebody says hello to you in the middle of a paragraph, just shows the power of kavod abrios. We can respond to them in the middle of a paragraph, which is fascinating, right? So we follow the second opinion, but what does mipnei hayira mean? Out of fear. So Rashi says on the spot in the Gemara, you're afraid the guy is going to do something bad to you. So all the Rishonim say, if you're afraid someone's going to like harm you, that's obvious. So really, what we paskin like, ultimately, it's the Rush and the Rashba and the Rishonim, that Yira doesn't mean we're afraid they're going to hurt us, but it's someone we're obligated in Mora. We're obligated to have reverence for. That's either a father or mother, or your Rebbe Mufak, your main Rav. So those three scenarios we're obligated to give, we have Mora for. Mora Rabcha and Mora Shemayim, the Gemara says. And those are the scenarios. The Shulchan Aruch over here, Samach Vav, says this very explicitly. Ben Aprakim, in between the paragraphs. Shalom v'pishalom Adam. Nechbad u'meshav shalom nechol Adam. Respond to anybody between the paragraphs. And only greet somebody proactively if it's an Adam Nechbad. Somebody that deserves your respect. U'be'emsa, in the middle, shol b'shalom mishu hu yari mimenu, kun aviv o rabo o mishu gatu menu v'chachma, v'chol shekein melech, obviously he says a king, or an anas. What's an anas? A tax collector. Those people were really afraid of back in the day. So those all you're obligated in Mora. And then just last point over here, when it comes to Shema, the Pasuka Shema, can't stop for anybody unless it's the Shema Yehargenu. When you're in the middle of Shema and Baruch Shem, we don't stop for anything except for if it's very serious. We'll continue tomorrow with these halacha lemaisa scenarios.